Our first reading for the day is Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 17. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. He then addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to the heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Saying on children and the kingdom. People were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. Jesus, however, called the children to himself and said, Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. Next is a reading from 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 10 through 17. You have followed my teaching, way of life, purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, persecutions that I endured. Yet from all these things the Lord delivered me. In fact, all who want to live religiously in Jesus Christ will be persecuted. But wicked people and charlatans will go from bad to worse, deceivers and deceived. But you remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you have learned it. And from that infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. Next is a reading from Proverbs, chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. A wise son loves correction, but the scoffer heeds no rebuke. From the fruit of the mouth one enjoys good things, but from the throat of the treacherous comes violence. Those who guard their mouths preserve themselves. Those who open wide their lips bring ruin. The appetite of the sluggard craves but has nothing, but the appetite of the diligent is amply satisfied. The just hate deceitful words, but the wicked are odorous and disgraceful. Justice guards one who walks honestly, but sin leads the wicked astray. One acts rich, but has nothing. Another acts poor, but has great wealth. People's riches serve as ransom for their lives, but the poor do not even hear a threat. The light of the just gives joy, but the lamp of the wicked goes out. The stupid sow discord by their insolence, but the wisdom is with those who take counsel. Wealth won quickly dwindles away, but gathered little by little it grows. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a wish fulfilled is a tree of life. Whoever despises the word must pay for it, but whoever reveres the command will be rewarded. Our last reading is from Nehemiah chapter 10. In view of all this, we are entering into a firmed pact, which we are putting into writing. On the sealed document appears the names of our princes, our Levites, and our priests. On the sealed document, the governor Nehemiah, son of Helkiah and Jedidiah, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Melchiah, Hattush, Shabaniah, Maluch, Haram, Meroth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginathan, Baruch, Meshumim, Abjah, Minjamin, Malziah, Bilgah, Shemiah. These are the priests. The Levites, Jeshu, son of Azariah, Binu, of the descendants of Henadash, Camille, and their kinsmen, Shebdiah, Hodiah, Kelet, Peliah, Hannah, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Zerubiah, Shebana, Hodiah, Bana, Binu, the leaders of the people, Parash, Pahath Mob, Elam, Zaka, Bani, Buni, Azgad, Biha, Ajani, Bigva, Adin, Atir, Zechariah, Azur, Hodiah, Hashum, Bazai, Harpish, Anath, Bea, Magpish, Mashuam, Hazir, Meshizabel, Zadok, Jadu, Palatia, Hana, Ania, Hosea, Hananiah, Hashub, Halahosh, Pila, Shibek, Rehum, Hashaban, Mahara, Ahai, Hana, Anan, Maluk, Haram, Baha. The rest of the people, priests, Levites, gatekeepers, singers, temple servants, and all others who had separated themselves from the local inhabitants in favor of the law of God, with their wives, their sons, their daughters, all who were of the age of discretion, join their influential kindred with the sanction of the curse. Take this oath to follow the law of God given through Moses, the servant of God, and to observe carefully all the commandments of the Lord, our Lord, his ordinances and his statutes. We will not marry our daughters to the local inhabitants, and we will not accept their daughters for our sons. When the local inhabitants bring in merchandise or any kind of grain for sale on the Sabbath day, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or on any other holy day. In the seventh year, we will forego the produce and forgive every kind of debt. We will impose these commandments on ourselves, to give a third of a shekel each year for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, the daily grain offering, the daily burnt offering, for the Sabbaths, new moons, and festivals, for the holy offerings and the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel, for every service of the house of our God. We, priests, Levites, and people, have determined by the lot concerning the procurement of wood. It is to be brought to the house of our God by each of our ancestral houses at stated times each year, to be burnt on the altar of the Lord our God, as the law prescribes. We have agreed to bring each year to the house of the Lord the first fruits of our fields and of our fruit trees of every kind. Also, as is prescribed in the law, to bring to the house of our God, to the priests who serve in the house of our God, the firstborn of our children and of our animals, including the firstborn of our flocks and herds, the first batch of our dough and of our offerings of the fruit of every tree, of wine and oil, we will bring to the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God. The tithe of our fields we will bring to the Levites. They, the Levites, will take the tithe in all the cities of our service. An Aaronite priest shall be with the Levites when they take the tithe, and the Levites shall bring the tithe of the tithes to the house of our God, the chambers of the treasury. For to these chambers the Israelites and the Levites bring the offering of grain, wine, and oil, and also are housed the vessels of the sanctuary, and the ministering priests, the gatekeepers, and the singers. We will not neglect the house of our God. This is the end of the reading for today.